Snow before Thanksgiving is a rarity, but a famous poem would have us think otherwise. An investigation today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the free health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-790-9836. That's 1-800-790-9836. Call 1-800-790-9836.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 25th. It is the 329th day of the year, and singer Amy Grant celebrates a birthday. If your holiday plans include a trip to grandmother's house, someone is sure to be humming Over the River and Through the Woods. The lyrics continue, "The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow." But in most years, Thanksgiving is more likely to be brown than white. So why all the wintry imagery? Here's one theory. The author Lydia Marie Child was a young girl during New England's brutal winter of 1816. Rivers froze as early as September, and the snow came early and often. Two centuries later, we still call it the year with no summer. It just may have been the inspiration for a child's snowy Thanksgiving memories. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.